AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports preparations are underway for the military parade in Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Army is unloading tanks and other equipment in a rail yard in Maryland in preparation for the military parade in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the Army's 250th birthday.
Overall, that is 90 vehicles of the 150 which will be in the parade on 14 June.
Camille Stockhoper with the Army's 3rd Armored Corps says it's a good training experience.
It's going to cost a little bit of money, but we're getting training value out of this. But also we get to tell our story.
Adding,
overall, this is like a big recruiting event.
Army officials expect about 200,000 attendees for the evening military parade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will face sharp questions from members of Congress in 3 separate Capitol Hill hearings beginning Tuesday. It's expected he'll be asked about his sharing of sensitive military details over a Signal chat and controversial spending by the Pentagon, including security upgrades to turn a Qatari jet into Air Force One, and pouring as much as $45 million into Saturday's military parade in D.C. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is scrambling to establish rules to guide 700 Marines being deployed to L.A. who could be faced with using force against protesters. In other news, activist Greta Thunberg has been deported from Israel after the Gaza-bound ship she was on was seized by the Israeli military. Thunberg was one of 12 passengers to board the Madleen, a boat carrying aid destined for people in the Strip. Israel says these ships violate its naval blockade of Gaza. Russia sent waves of drones and missiles in an attack on 2 Ukrainian cities early Tuesday. Ukrainian officials say 3 people were killed and 13 injured. The attack hit the capital city of Kyiv and the southern port city of Odessa. This is AP News. At least 8 people have been killed in a shooting at a school in the Austrian city of Graz. The city's mayor says the suspected perpetrator has also died.
Mayor El-Kakar described the events as a terrible tragedy, the Austria press agency reports. The report adds the fatalities were 7 students and 1 adult. Carr also says that many people were taken to hospital with injuries. Special forces were among those sent to the Borg High School after a call at 10 a.m. local time. At 11:30, police wrote on social network X that the school had been evacuated and everyone had been taken to a safe meeting point, and they believe there's no longer any danger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And French officials say a French middle school employee was stabbed to death by a 15-year-old student during a bag check Tuesday. The incident happened at a school east of Paris. The student was detained. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.